Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rightio, let's get stuck into this Super Rugby. We're going to push Chiefy forward, actually. We're on Chiefy about 9.30, just after 9.30 this morning. So we'll give you a chance just after 10, perhaps, to have your say on what you hear Giancarlo Italiano say. And, of course, what Campbell Burns says, because Campbell's coming to us now to take a good old look at a very interesting weekend, actually, of Super Rugby, I believe. Anyway, and it might have been just a little bit more defining than people think. Campbell, thanks very, very much for your time. And what did you make of the weekend? What was your standout team over the weekend, you felt?
Well, it was a very interesting weekend all round, I think. And I've got to say that the Crusaders were probably the biggest surprise, because it's fair to say that a week previous, it was one of the worst performances in franchise history that had been that round, and when 39-0 was a fair effort.
Where did it come from, this performance? I mean, I look at the table, and the Rebels are handily placed there at fifth at the moment. Where did this come? Where did the downturn from the Rebels come, and the upswing, was it all about more players becoming available, do you think?
Oh, yeah, look, I think partially. To be fair, Scott Barrett was a big factor, as was David Harvelli's return. But I think the Fords just played much better generally, and the Rebels turned in a very flat performance.
What about the playmaking side of things? Are they gaining confidence around that 9-10 combination? Are they settling there?
I'm not sure about that one just yet. Reeves Reihana is certainly a better option than Riley Hohepa, but they certainly still miss Fergus Burke, and he's due back in the next few weeks. So there's still a bit of work to do around that playmaker area.
So you look at the comp now, and as I said before, they're whilst they sit in third last spot, they're only one win from making the playoffs, and we all know what happens Crusader time with the playoffs. But what are you expecting from here on in from the Crusaders? They'll make the eight, won't they?
I would think so. Look, they probably, if they go well, they could probably get as high as seventh, which still wouldn't put them into a home finals quarter final situation, but You would think that they're certainly capable of winning three of their last five, and possibly even four. So with Cody Taylor coming back with a few reinforcements, you would think the Crusaders will really start to step things up at the right time of the season. But it won't be enough to get as high as fifth or sixth.
But it is enough with their history and with those kind of names you're talking about to have anyone that strikes them in the playoffs looking very closely over their shoulder, isn't it?
Well, it would be, but of course the real thing is that come finals month in June, the Crusaders are always at home, and that won't be happening.
Yeah.
I think there is a bit of a frail underbelly to the Crusaders this year. We have seen that in recent weeks, and so I'm not sure it's going to be quite the same situation as previous years where they were very much feared. So, I mean, they'll be good enough to get to the playoffs, but I don't think they'll get much further than the quarters.
Okay, let's have a look at the Hurricanes. It's never easy going to Canberra to play against the Brumbies. It's pretty tough to go and visit and come away successfully. You have to have all your ducks in a row, basically, and they just didn't this time around.
No, it was a very, very strangely flat performance from the Hurricanes. Certainly their worst performance of the season, and yet their scrum was good. Their scrum was very solid through Lomax and Numia. But, we saw that they had real defensive issues out wide. And also their discipline was poor, their handling wasn't great, and yet they could have stolen it in Canberra, which hasn't been a happy hunting ground for them. So a very strange performance from the Hurricanes, who weren't far off full noise as far as personnel.
Do you read anything more into that apart from just one flat performance? Are you giving them still a favourite tag in terms of New Zealand sides, or perhaps have the Blues overtaken them there, you feel?
Hard to say. I think the Blues and the Hurricanes are certainly good enough to reach the semis. If you look at who they've, other than those who are injured at the Hurricanes, they would probably bring back Billy Proctor, unless he's injured medium term, because he would shore up some of that defence out wide. So I don't think they can move too much as far as personnel. They did put out a very good side, so I think it's a blip. And you would think that they would have a response against the Waratahs on Friday night.
Right, okay, let's look at the Blues then, shall we? Because that was looking at the score sheet, but looking at the level of entertainment, the match of the round, to go to Brisbane and come away 41-34 victory with a victory there to put them just 1 point now behind the Hurricanes. This Blues squad so far for you?
Oh, it's a good team, and it's playing pretty well. And when you consider they won in Brisbane without their two top halves, Perifetta and Christie, that was a decent effort. They were down 31-20. They were under the cosh, and they found a way to win, which Blues sides haven't always done, particularly away from home. Big game from Hoskins, so 2-2 again. 9 tries, incredibly, this season. He's the form number 8. But to be able to come back when Tim Ryan, the new sensation of the Reds, had scored a brilliant hat-trick, and had them really under the cosh. I mean, that was a pretty solid effort, particularly from the Blues pack, and well led by Patrick Tuipulotu. So the Blues are in good shape, I think. Certainly for a home quarter and perhaps even a home semi-final.
So what effect has the Vern Cotter way, has the method of Vern Cotter, I mean, you know, they're calling him Stern Vern behind the scenes. I mean, has he sort of tamed the unpredictability a wee bit in some respects from the outside looking in?
I think so. I think he's been a major factor, particularly for the forwards. He's lit a real fire under them. There's no excuses for any soft performances now. And some of those forwards are really humming well, and particularly in the tight five. We did think with Tuipulotu out injured that the depth and the lock could be tested, but guys like Josh Berry, Lachlan McFonnell have stepped up. Angus Talvau is playing good footy at the age of 34. Offa Tungafasi on the other side of the scrum. Both props going well. And the loose forwards are just playing as well as ever. So he's really got he's really galvanised the pack effort. And I think that reflects in some of the tries that they're scoring out wide too.
Slightly happier news out of Dunedin, but 7-6. That's pretty ugly rugby, 7 points to 6, but it's good enough for the Highlanders to float around the 8th spot.
Yes, that's right. It's a funny one. I only watched the highlights of this, so it was a very brief watch. I mean, 1 try. They've only scored 7 points in the last 2 weeks, so the Highlanders are just hanging in there by the fingernails. That was a pretty ugly watch from what I could see. But they got the job done, and now they've got to go to Tonga and beat Moana Pasifika. So if they can't do that, then those question marks will certainly remain over their playoffs credentials.
Right, well, let's look at some of these question marks, because, it's well publicised that a group of former players have banded together to form part of a group behind them to support them in various areas. They've got Jamie Joseph down there, so you can't tell me that they haven't got the backing. So will they ever have the front? I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they've got so many things going for them behind the scenes. What is it stopping them being a genuine contender week after week against these sides?
Well, they haven't really had the selections that have been consistent this year, particularly in midfield. I'm not sure why Sam Gilbert was rested. He'd played every game at 12. He's their main goal kicker. You've got Folau Fakatava, who scored the winning try and has been a bit up and down. And then their forwards just haven't been able to command it. They've just got the one All Black in there. They have got more X factor out wide with Ratu Maitavuki Nipkins and Tabataba Nawai. But really, they haven't been able to, probably since the first three rounds, involve them properly. So the Highlanders have reeled off four pretty mediocre displays in the last four outings. Their loss to the Reds was one of the worst ever. And although they won last weekend, they previously lost badly to the Rebels and the Hurricanes. So it's just it's hard to know what to put the finger on with this. But Jamie Joseph may have to take more of a hands-on role, I think, with these guys.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. And that's, you've got to use him to me if he's available in his best capacity, and that is an up front sort of a coach, not a behind the scenes guy. That's been the Jamie Joseph way the whole time. So that'll be interesting. 100%. The Chiefs managed to get a victory against the Waratahs. So the Waratahs now sit second last. Their problems continue. We could talk about them like we talk about the Highlanders, but we need to talk about the Chiefs because they sit fourth now.
Yeah, they do. The Chiefs are sitting poised there. They haven't probably played a lot of their best rugby consistently, but they do have DMAC at number 10, the All Blacks number 10 in waiting, probably man of the match on Friday night. And they have enough other players around them doing well, guys like Cortez Ratima, Sami Penei-Fenau, despite the furore over his tackling technique. So you've got enough players to know that they can easily make the top four, looking good for a home semi-final, and then they'll probably have to win a big semi-final.
So you say he's the 10 in waiting. Is that set in concrete for you, that Scott Robertson will go to him as his playmaker?
I think so. Yeah, I think Beauden Barrett will have to take his chance as a squad member, perhaps as a bench player. But all things being equal, D-Mac, he's past the 100-point mark. He's goal-kicking very well. He's running the cutter well. And although Test footy is a different kettle of fish for a number 10, I think he's certainly the best man for the job at the moment.
So if we look at one or two positional areas of interest to me, who's your 15 at the moment? I mean, we're getting close enough now to playoff action, which is really the time where selectors and coaches stand up and say, I need this guy and I need to see him under all the pressure of playoff footy. Who's your 15 at the moment?
Well, prior to Will Jordan's surgery, it certainly would have been him. But I don't believe he's available for July. So you'd have to look at then someone like Reuben Love would be the form 15 and for the Hurricanes. He can play 10 at a pinch as well. So he's probably right in the mix there. Sean Stevenson has just done a hammy, but has played pretty well most of the season, but is possibly more of a wing at international level. So Reuben Love, I think, would have the inside running as it stands for the fullback position.
And the captain at this stage?
Yeah, well, it's that's a hard one. I mean, if you pick from within New Zealand ranks, you'd say Scott Barrett would probably be the man, just come back leading the Crusaders. But then it's a question of what you do with Adi Savea and Sam Kane. I'm sure they'll both fully fit be in the squad, and Adi Savea will certainly have to be considered. And it's a question of whether Robertson rates Kane highly enough to install him as his captain. So perhaps probably out of Adi Savea and Scott Barrett at this stage.
Okay, interesting. Campbell, we should mention that the Drua continue this amazing record they've got in Lautoka. Got off to an early lead, a comfortable lead against Moana Pacifica, who, to their credit, did come back at them somewhat. What did you make of that one?
Yeah, that wasn't a bad effort from Moana, given they were 17-0 down at half-time in what looked like 35-degree heat. It might be similar in Tonga again this weekend for their historic match. But it's a funny thing with Moana. They've actually been competitive in most of their games except for a bad mid-season patch of about three games. So if they can just put a bit more pressure on for longer periods, you might see a couple more wins for them, and they may well scrape into that eighth playoff position. So, I think they've been much more competitive under Tanarumanga, but it's fair to say the Andrew are very tough to beat at Lautoka at 2:05 on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm not sure anyone would be wanting to play playoff footy there, and they don't have to this time around by the look of it, but in the years ahead they might have to. Hey, Campbell, thanks very much for your time, mate. Very, very interesting for developments.
No worries, Smithy.
In the competition, and always good to catch up with you, man. Cheers, thank you.
All right, mate, thanks. Cheers,
have a good week. Campbell Burns there, obviously highly respected rugby writer, has been around the traps for a long, long period of time, and always taking interest at the stage of the season, as we all are. It's quite intriguing, actually, some of those results. I'm not writing the Crusaders off when you start talking about those names in one-off games. I'm not saying for 1 second that I think they can win it from where they are, but what I'm saying is I do believe that they're a possibility to make some serious noise with those names back and starting to win again. Away from home, as Campbell says, is a different factor, a much different factor. But they're a chance.